Welcome to the Outsource Accelerator podcast. This is a short format podcast where we explore business and outsourcing mastery. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I am really excited to bring you the leading podcast in outsourcing. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 219. Welcome. So today I'm excited to have back Jonathan de la Zuriaga. He is the super experienced in outsourcing. We actually previously interviewed him in episode 211, if you want to go back and hear his origin story. But Jonathan is the founder and president of Spring Valley, which is the Philippines' answer to Silicon Valley. Of course, it is a center of innovation and is a really exciting place. I'm actually interviewing Jonathan from Spring Valley, so I'm honored to be a guest of his there. Jonathan was also the executive director of IBPAP, which of course is the official association for outsourcing here in the Philippines. He's currently the president of the PSIA, which is the software association for the Philippines, and also the president for NICP, which is the provincial association for the internet communications technology sectors here in the Philippines. So super connected, super interesting guy to have a conversation with, and I'm honored to be invited to Spring Valley and interviewing him here. So I trust you will enjoy this. If you want any of the show notes, as always, go to outsourceaccelerator.com/219. Enjoy. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Today, I am lucky enough and excited to be joined by Jonathan de la Zuriaga. Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
Very good, Derek. You're getting good at this.
practice. Yeah, but yeah. Otherwise known as JDL, known well amongst the outsourcing industry. And I'm absolutely honored to have you on the show, but also I'm honored and humbled to be a guest in your Spring Valley here today and yesterday as well.
Pleasure is ours, Derek. You're always welcome here, you know that. And, you know, thanks for taking the time to, you know, have this little chat with us and discover, you know, the amount of insanity that we're doing here in a very nice place called Spring Valley.
Yeah, no, it's super, super inspiring, and we're, of course, going to get into that now. We're going to deep dive into what exactly Spring Valley is and its mission, and also what it means for the Philippines, but also the world out there. But I suppose, in way of introduction, do you want to, if people haven't listened to the previous podcast on you, just introduce yourself and how you came to be here in Spring Valley.
So I'm an old hat in the entire IT BPM outsourcing industry of the Philippines. I'm currently holding on to several positions. They actually sound sexier than they actually are. So I'm the president of the Philippine Software Industry Association, probably one of the oldest industry associations in the Philippines. Been around for 30 years. Been led by a great number of champions in the technology space in the country. Just fairly recently, I was elected as the president of the National ICT Confederation of the Philippines. It's been going on for 10 years. It's composed of about 81 ICT councils all over the Philippines, across all the three major islands. You know, very exciting stuff that's happening there. By virtue of my presidency with the PSIA, I also sit on the board of the IT and Business Processing Association of the Philippines, which is the mother association of all, you know, ICT and ICT-enabled associations here in the country. So glad to be here again.
Thank you. And yeah, that's you're a busy guy, clearly a busy guy. And so just to give people an introduction into Spring Valley, I'll give you a sort of an outsider's introduction, but it's not in Manila. Like most stuff in the Philippines kind of kicks around Manila or Cebu, but we're sitting in Rojas City, which people might be able to orientate. It's about 3 hours away from Boracay, the famous white beaches of Boracay. But otherwise, it's maybe not known as much as other major centers.
but then there is Spring Valley here. So why Rojas City, and then how does Spring Valley sit into how does Spring Valley sit into this location?
Well, thanks for putting some perspective in terms of the location. So we are in this island called Panay. Nobody has actually created a study yet, but I think we're right smack in the middle of the country, so which gives us the claim to being at the heart of the Philippines.
Let's make it official. Right. It's official.
In fact, if you look at the island shape, it actually looks like a heart. Right. So I don't know if it wasn't done by design, obviously. So we are 3 hours to Boracay by land, and then to our right is actually two more sets of islands that are beautiful. One is Icogon, the other one is Gigantes Island. And south from where we are is actually Iloilo, which is a very bustling outsourcing location as well. Mm. We've got a lot of the third-party outsourcers calling Iloilo home now. And it's part of the expansion plans of a great majority of outsourcing companies that are located in the metropolitan areas. That being said, why here, right? I mean, that's the most logical question to ask me. In fact, I get asked that a lot. So let me first rewind why even put up a Spring Valley. So about 4 years ago, I got elected as the president of the Philippine Software Industry Association. And, you know, I thought to myself, while I was having coffee somewhere in the Bonifacio Global City, I asked myself, you know, am I just going to go through this term without actually doing something significant in my life and the, you know, the God-given opportunity that that I was presented by heading the 160-plus delegation that is called the PSIA membership. So just like I started thinking like a startup, and I said, what problem am I really trying to solve? So there's the academe industry gap, obviously, which is, you know, it's not a surprise to everyone. You know, oftentimes, what the academe produces is not what the industry requires. So there has to be some level of intervention when it comes to talent development. The second piece is that, again, and I mentioned this during the previous podcast, that, you know, the Philippines is so services-oriented. You know, we don't get high on our own supply, right? So something has to be done about that as well. And third is probably, you know, because there's no real identified venue for all of these interventions to happen. So I started looking all over the world for a particular model, and what I saw is that I need to develop something like the Silicon Valley in the US. So I have to come up with a very nice name, and I came up with Spring Valley. Because Spring actually stands for something, which I adopted from the Philippine Software Industry Association. There's a group, a special interest group within the PSIA that's called Spring.ph, and it stands for Software Products Incubation Group. So I called up the guys running this, you know, Joey Gurango, Arup Maiti of the PSIA, and I said, hey, could I steal the word Spring? You know, they were more than happy to make me use it, and they said, you know, we don't have rights over that. Anyway, it's going to be totally distinct and separate. So I got Spring Valley, and now the larger part of the problem is, where am I going to put this? So obviously, it's quite challenging to put, you know, a venue where, you know, your creative juices would need to run 24/7. If you put it in an area as challenging as, let's say, Metro Manila, because you're looking to spend about 2-3 hours on the road just because of traffic, and, you know, the noise is there, and there's just too much competition. The people, you know, could technically switch over to a new function practically overnight. So I said, you know, I need to do this in the countryside. Hopefully that formula will work. So I had some sort of a checklist on my head saying, you know, I need something that is very apolitical. It's not attached to, you know, any government initiative or government personalities. And second is that, you know, I need a meeting of the minds, a meeting of value sets. Because something like this needs to be long term. We can't look at this just like, you know, any other ordinary business wherein you could project significant ROI in a very short period of time. And the third is probably the most critical one, is that if nobody believes in this insanity, then I would need to bankroll this ourselves. And in a Philippine setting, the only real collateral, if you're going to take out loans, is going to be land.
And it's true just on that, you know, Silicon Valley is famed and probably infamous for throwing cash at stuff and not necessarily wanting a return. The investment climate is a little bit, it's not quite there yet, is it? And, you know, it doesn't have that same supportive vibe of startups. People are keen to see their ROI. People, you know, it's a far more kind of conservative investment base, isn't it? Which, no judgments, that's probably a better way to mm-hmm. be honest. But, yeah, how do you find the sort of investment mentality?
The Philippines, has weathered, you know, several global financial crisis because of being very ultra conservative when it comes to the way we run our finances. You know, the economy has been up and up. It's currently being challenged a little bit, but you know, we're still way up there compared to some of our Asian neighbors. And you're correct. You know, we're not there yet, and we're not there yet because nobody really has attempted something that's out of the box. Now, if we're going to do exactly what Singapore is doing, or Malaysia, or Indonesia, Thailand, or even some of the more technologically advanced nations like, you know, South Korea and Japan, then, you know, that puts us in a very challenging position, because these people have been planting the seeds since the 1970s. And, you know, in as much as we were the success story of Asia when it comes to outsourcing, when the late 90s ended and 2000 came in and the floodgates were open and everybody and his brother who was, had a significant brand in outsourcing came to the country. But, you know, that's a very volatile position to be in as a nation. Hence, somebody has to be, you know, to be gung-ho and, you know, look at challenging the norm and going against the grain. That's exactly what we're doing here in Spring Valley by coming up with a venue wherein, you know, we have an incubation space. We take care of our own development team that basically helps startups from not only in the Philippines but the rest of the world. And then we've got, we're strongly dabbling into IoT and AI and, you know, seeing to it that the marriage between hardware and software will happen. Now, that being said, you know, it might sound too far away from the traditional track record of the Philippines, which is in contact centers and BPO and outsourcing. Well, apparently, once a startup becomes an established company, they will still be needing all of these support services, right? So, you know, we've got one locator here, which is one of the respected third-party service providers in the Philippines called Eperformax, and you know, it seems like they're a happy camper right now. And hopefully we could see more people and more players come into the atmosphere so that we could, you know, all together face the right direction in attracting the next wave of growth for the Philippine IT BPM sector.
And as an executive summary then, what is the elevator pitch of Spring Valley? Who does it, what's its mission? Who does it serve? And you know, what is it aiming to do? What's its moonshot?
We aim to be the largest integrated technology and innovation hub in the country. And we are servicing to innovators within the local atmosphere. But apparently, and this came as a surprise, this wasn't really preordained, but you know, we've been attracting, we've been getting a lot of traction from Asian startups that find it difficult to get their hands on talented technology individuals. So, you know, it's all about the burn rate, right? When you're starting something new, you know, you've got a handful of cash in front of you. And, you know, apparently, when you go to the valley, your burn rate is so much slower than when you're going to do your technology play in, let's say, Japan or Korea or in Singapore.
Yeah. And again, that's a massive advantage of the Philippines, isn't it? You know, and people, I mean, this is, I'm trying to preach to the audience and I'm trying to preach to Western businesses. Like, you know, you are saving more money, let's be sort of brutally frank about it, but the opportunities that presents is phenomenal, isn't it? Because if it cuts your burn rate by 4x, or it enables you to build a team twice as big and still maintain quality, but also still have access to animators and coders, and it's incredibly powerful, isn't it?
That's why you're saying you're excited to be here in the Valley. We're actually more excited that you're here, because I think the niche that you're trying to look into, which is the small medium companies, they have, you know, actually a more dire need for solutions to be placed in front of them. And I think a place like Spring Valley is a perfect match with, you know, what an outsource accelerator is actually preaching out there. Mm. It's just that, again, there's a lot of challenges in terms of country marketing and branding. And more folks like you who would be coming out there and basically preaching this to everyone who dares listen is going to definitely contribute positively to what we do here. You know, we have no qualms as a nation providing all the services and the experience in order to make, you know, other entities in different countries more successful. But we just have to get that word out there that, yes, there are certain places like Spring Valley here in the Philippines that that could be the answer to your challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it is the Fortune 500s and the big companies that really put outsourcing into a box, and outsourcing is typically, you know, process outsourcing, it's customer service, it's voice, but really SMEs, they're not really aware of that whole sphere. And really SMEs, if they look to outsource, they're just like, well, we're five guys in a room, we need a sixth guy or girl, and they're going to do what we do and they're going to work alongside us. You know, and we need them to be agile and able.
Right.
And that's, you know, I think that is the next wave and the new frontier, and this is where your innovation labs and the sort of solutions that you're providing is both world class, but also, you know, an incredible opportunity for both the Philippines and the SMEs, you know.
I think the analogy that I'd like to use is that when you're walking down, you know, Manhattan and you see a very expensive looking restaurant, right, and you know that you're probably thinking that you're going to be spending an arm and a leg for a steak there, or for a glass of wine. If that's not your thing, you're not going to walk into that door, right? But you would also want to experience what the people who could afford to go in there are experiencing. And I think that's where Spring Valley comes in. We're in, you know, for the smaller, medium enterprises that would want to get a taste of what the Fortune 500 companies are actually going through or getting from outsourced services, they could basically get that, but it's going to be bite-sized. And it's going to be specific. It's going to be a bit more personal than usual. And hopefully it contributes to their growth as well. Yeah. Now, time to market is practically, you know, one of the determinants of whether your business is going to be successful or not. And hopefully Spring Valley could be part of that journey.
And Spring Valley, you know, a lot of these incubators, it's kind of tech, it's all ethereal, it's all coding, but you're really sort of going deep into IoT, which is, I learned a new word this weekend, megatronics, which is the kind of combination of software, hardware, what else? Manufacturing. And, you know,
basically aiming for efficiency. That's
But also, you know, melding the sort of software and the virtual world with the physical manufacturing world. It's a pretty complex sector, yeah. And it's one that I've just been introduced to this weekend at Spring Valley. Even though I obviously use IoT as a consumer, but why did you choose IoT? And Can you tell us a little bit about that journey? Because I understand you've got a pretty spanking lab on the way.
Well, the world is getting more and more connected. And it doesn't really matter if you're a Fortune 500 company or you're a two-seat, you know, company in Jersey. The expectations of your clients are the same, right? And in fact, people are getting more and more accustomed to, you know, being serviced by smaller, more agile companies. With that being said, there's a special focus that we're getting into. You use the term moonshot. If we're just going to adhere to what we could see and we could experience as we speak, then we're still going to be 10 years behind. So we really needed to push the needle on this one and see what the world's going to be like 5-10 years from now, what customers would be looking for, right? And the cost differentials are unbelievable, you know. Sometimes, you know, it makes for very, very good conversation, definitely. But look at the expectation of the traditional modern-day customer now. I want everything good and bright and beautiful, and I also want it for free.
Yeah.
So
that's, you know, a problem, that intersection becomes a problem.
How do you answer that, right? Yeah. I mean, just approaching that from a traditional standpoint would really make you lose your hair, Derek. So, you know, the solution is really to find, you know, what that thin gray area is between running a good business and actually catering to the ever changing mood of the customers that you're servicing. And I guess, you know, being small and agile and, you know, a little bit more forward thinking than the next guy would give a distinct advantage to, you know, a place like Spring Valley.
And then, so, you know, I kind of get the concept, but if people are out there listening in the West, how can it apply to them? How would they engage with someone like you, such as Spring Valley? This isn't an infomercial, but how does a relationship kind of form, and what is the offering?
Apparently, the traditional way of using a cookie cutter approach no longer applies for the future, especially for the future that has technology and innovation infused in it. So it's almost like there's a certain layer of consulting always that happens. And we all have to behave like startups in the end. You know, I have a problem, I want it solved. They sit down with us, they sit down with my team, I bring in the software team, I bring in the solutioning team, I bring in the hardware team, and we discuss, you know, what the pain points are, and eventually come up with a more creative way to address their problem. It's usually not the type that will break the bank. You know, people would be surprised at how much problems could be solved without actually, you know, selling your soul. And, you know, I guess all of the updates we're announcing it to the world through social media. Right. You could drop me an email at, you know, jdl@springvalley.tech if need be. But thank you for bringing the word out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And of course, we'll put all of this in the show notes. And I really do encourage people to check out Spring Valley. And, you know, again, it's just to see the incredible sort of vast skill sets and incredible labor force and opportunities in the Philippines that people can tap into. And again, anyone can now, wherever they're sitting, anywhere in the world. And I think this is the incredible power of the new globalized world and economy that we're sitting in. It's super, super exciting. Yeah.
I think it's worth mentioning that while we're doing this podcast, we're both wearing beachwear.
Yeah.
You know, and weather's perfect outside. Food here is excellent as well. So, you know, comes as an additional bonus.
The seafood capital, no less.
It's the seafood capital of the Philippines.
So, fantastic. And where do you see this going in 5 years then? Where is Spring Valley heading? We'll end it on a glorious note.
Tackling this from the purview that, you know, we will all become global citizens in the end. I think there's going to be a lot of synergies between, you know, Chinese manufacturing companies that, you know, would want to really touch base with the West. You know, we're being eyed by, well, this relationship has more or less been established already, but, you know, Japanese companies who have built technology and would want to reach out to the West has found the Philippines a very worthwhile ally because we more or less have a better understanding of, you know, the Western mindset. And of course, communication here is not really an issue, be it, you know, from a technology standpoint or from your traditional BPO and outsourcing standpoint that includes the contact center activities. So I guess within the next 5-10 years, you're going to see a merry mix of different cultures here in the Valley just trying to solve, hopefully, the world's problems. Problems in terms of, you know, energy and waste management, you know, and, you know, even strife and conflict. Hopefully we could find a solution here.
Super exciting. And again, just if anyone wants to get in contact with you or learn more about Spring Valley?
It's JDL@springvalley.tech. And our Facebook page is Spring Valley Technology and Innovation.
Fantastic. Thanks, JDL.
Thank you, Derek.
Okay, that was Jonathan De La Zuriaga of Spring Valley and more. If you want to get in touch with Jonathan or know anything about what we've mentioned in this podcast, go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/219. And as always, if you want to get in touch with us, send us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.